Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of Geekable. I'm your host, Enes, and joined by my very good friend, Nick. How are you doing, Nick?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Geekable. It's great to be here. I'm doing awesome. Lots busy time of year for me. So, you know, definitely getting around, doing a lot of stuff.
Should I spill the beans? Do you want me to spill the beans?
Oh, man. All right.
Nick literally just got a promotion at work.
Hey,
so I did. Little clappy clap for him.
Yeah, real life stuff. I work at Oracle, the technology company, and I'm in the Burlington, Boston location.
And he's been killing it.
Been doing good. I'm in sales. Yeah. No, I think it's good. A little real life touch to who I am.
Yeah.
For all you listening. All my adoring fans.
Oh no. Yeah. All three of you.
Yeah. Yeah, including you. It's good. So yeah, just been busy, but busy's good. It's been a little hectic, but always great to be back on the show here with you and doing our thing. So so without further ado,
a little bit inconsistent so far this year.
I agree. Yeah,
it's been a weird year. It's been really hectic for both of us, and sometimes it's just like the day has passed us by. So
no, like for real though. I was just talking to a coworker earlier today, and I was like talking to her about like meetings I had back in October, and I was like, that feels so, I was like a different person.
Yeah,
like I'm not even like, you know,
at the same time, New Year's was like a week ago and it's already almost March.
I know,
like what
I know, it's already almost March. it's frightening. Like honestly though, just like going off that, really, like being a comic book fan, sometimes it really makes you appreciate time so much more.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like my week starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, that. And then it's like, okay, three Wednesdays will pass. And I'm like, oh, I feel like this issue just came out. And then I'll like look at like events from like, you know, like think about War of the Realms. Like that came out in like 2019 or something.
Oh my
2020.
God. That happened to you. And I was like, I think I was reading
like, oh my God.
I think when I was reading War of the Realms or something, I was like, oh, Avengers, like, not Avengers Forever. What was it called? Like Time Runs Out or something like that.
Time Runs Out.
Like two years before that. And I felt like it was like 2 months maybe. Like,
yeah.
It's so weird.
No. But like, yeah, you know what I mean, right? Like, I'll be like, what? Like, just like, I don't know. It's just wild. But anyway, yeah. Something we will be, that's a good little segue is time here, because we're going to be going back this episode. And we are going to be looking at some of the old X-Men movies, some old, some new. We're just going to be looking at the Fox X-Men universe because it is pretty much, I mean, in a way, canonical to the MCU, because if, you know, it's not a spoiler by now, you all should have seen it. It was a great trailer, the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness trailer. Patrick Stewart is going to be in the movie, and he's going to be part of the Illuminati, which is ridiculously exciting. So we're just going to be looking back at that, talking about how it'll fit, talking about the movies as a whole, you know, just kind of having like a lounge episode where we sit back and talk, and we'll enter some pop culture news at the end to keep things relevant. But without further ado, yeah, let's chat all things X-Men.
Let's get into it. So first of all, how do you, like, when you look back, how do you view the X-Men movies? Do you look at them fondly?
I do, because, all right, you and I are the same age, right?
Yeah. We
grew
up on
them. You're 20. Grew up on them. It legit grew up on them, right? It's kind of like what we talked about last episode with, you know, the 2099 X-Men universe being, mm-hmm. you know, special to some people. And I understand that, because, I mean, if I showed, you know, my little cousins, who's, you know, they're probably what, 11 and 12, the X-Men movies today, probably wouldn't hold up for the most part.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, the first one and second one, I feel like the second one especially is really good.
Yeah, X2 is good. X2
was really good.
But they definitely aged a little. But, you know, some things are going to be timeless. Like, I could be the first one to tell you that when I'm 90, or, you know, hopefully I live to be 100 or 90, like, when I'm that old, you know, seeing Magneto in those movies is, like, that's timeless. Like, he was so good. Like such a great character. I, you know, even Hugh Jackman too, obviously, goes without saying, but, like, you know, there was a good cast.
No, it was a good cast, especially, like, I, for me, the first three movies, even though it's a controversial thing, but I loved The Last Stand when I was a kid.
I did too.
I have a whole fucking monologue that Magneto does for the Brotherhood memorized line by line. Like, I would say it with him and I would just watch it on repeat. Like, I would watch it once a week, maybe. I was so obsessed with that movie. Things started really to take a turn for me with, like, I don't know, X-Men was the defining thing for me. Like, I fell in love with superheroes.
Yeah, that was your thing. My thing was definitely Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, but loved the X-Men, wouldn't have been a Marvel Comics fan who I am today without those movies, that's for sure.
Okay, let's talk about the original cast. Who do you think works and who do you think doesn't? I personally did not like Anna Paquin as Rogue. I felt like she was a little bit too tame. And
yeah, she was the weakest part. The
animated series, I felt like she needed a little blot, but like a lot more, you know, she needed a lot more pizzazz.
Halle Berry, she did. She was the Storm flat.
Was
yeah.
amazing. I feel like
as Storm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. She was probably honestly like low key my favorite part of those.
That line where she tells Toad, like, do you know what?
Oh, God.
To a Toad when it's struck by lightning. Iconic.
Iconic. That's iconic. Yeah, I mean,
they changed a lot of things from the comics to adapt it to the, you know, to the movie, especially like they changed up the Brotherhood a lot. Like
they did.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel.
Just the fact that the director, who was it? Who directed these? I forget. I don't think it was
problematic guy, Bryan Singer.
Yeah. Bryan Singer. Yeah. Singerverse. He didn't allow comics on set.
That's weird.
He was like, no, don't read them because we're not going to be using source material for this. Don't do it. But Hugh Jackman did.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he's credited as like, you know, one of the OGs. Cause like he was like dumping through comics, like in his trailer when he was doing the part. So it worked, but yeah, that's what it's like.
Have you seen that clip of them like behind the scenes where they're trying to jump up a couple of steps wearing those leather suits and it's just like, crackling.
Yeah.
Those look so uncomfortable. I don't know why they went with that decision to like go like, oh, all black leather, like come on.
I didn't like that. As a kid I was like, because I'm used to the 90s X-Men cartoon and I'm like, ah, oh, like it just doesn't,
yeah,
they don't look like, it's not exciting, it was too like
plain,
it was just not thrilling, the costume and the, you know, so yeah.
As a plot line, the first X-Men movie introduced like Magneto trying to make humans into mutants, which was a very interesting story, I think, like to take in the first direction. As a first movie, it's a pretty unique storyline to put because nothing had been done like that before. Right. You would expect them to do like a very classical Sentinel story, I guess, but maybe they didn't want to. Yeah. And I like the direction they took with like Senator Kelly and then Mystique replacing him. Like it was really good.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the original trilogy really did take an interesting direction while adapting the stories. I mean, the second movie had, like, the Wolverine origins, and they went back
right.
Yeah. So it was, like, what was it called? Stryker and his son?
Stryker. Yes.
Though that was also very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what?
They introduced Pyro. They made Iceman a more bigger of a character.
Nightcrawler. Yeah.
Nightcrawler was amazing.
Amazing in that movie. Amazing in that movie. Like, oh man, it was so good. I really have to credit Ian McKellen. Like, I mean, as Magneto, so good. Patrick Stewart being sort of the antithesis, you know, foil, you know, working against each other. I mean, the acting was just superb.
Oh yeah. They definitely carried the lines very well.
They kind of carried the franchise too, I would argue. They were just so convincing. They were so good at it.
That's true.
And
how do you feel about the love triangle of like Wolverine, Jean Grey, and Cyclops and how it was represented?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't really have like a, you know, my heart doesn't boil over anything. I mean, like that, you know, especially when I was a little kid, like I just didn't really care about that too much, but I liked how they did it. It wasn't overly complicated. It wasn't overly done. I thought it was very manageable and very well done. Mm-hmm. I liked Cyclops and the Wolverine thing. That was always a great part of the movies. Their
banter and back and forth.
Right. And Jean was great, I thought, in those movies. I didn't have a problem with her.
When she died in X2, I was so heartbroken. Also, yeah. Why was X-Men 2 called different names in different countries? Like, because growing up, for me, it was called X-Men 2, United They Stand or We Stand. But then I grew up and I realized that it's called X2 in a lot of places.
Yeah. Yeah. Every comic book ad that I have from the era here, it's always X2 in theaters.
Really?
Yeah. X. I'll send you a picture of some of them.
Okay.
But yeah, I did hear that actually. That's super weird. That's weird.
Maybe it was just like a marketing thing to make it like recognizable. But yep. X2 came out 3 years after the first movie, which back then was like, I mean, now we're so spoiled that we get like 3-4 movies a year.
Yeah.
The original trilogy like lasted 6 years until it all was all finished. Like X-Men came out in 2000, X2 came out in 2003, and then 2006 was like the conclusion of the saga and like the X-Men The Last Stand.
Right, right.
And
yes.
They tried to adapt the Dark Phoenix storyline in some shape or form in The Last Stand, and that left a lot like a sour flavor in a lot of people's mouths because
it wasn't good.
It was not good.
Even when I was a little kid, I was like, okay, this was kind of just didn't feel,
you know, I wasn't familiar with the Dark Phoenix storyline as a kid when I was watching that movie. So I had no point of reference to be like, that's a good adaptation or not.
Right.
Well, I remember enjoying that Jean was so OP and like she was so overpowered.
She was grossly overpowered.
And like the introduction of like Elliot Page as Kitty Pryde in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Juggernaut was in that too.
Right.
Trying to think who else was in that. That was new, but
they had really a lot of interesting characters that they were like, they, especially the Brotherhood expanded a lot. They cast a lot more characters, and the end battle scene on the island. Like, I think the movie really starts to pick up when Magneto basically tears apart the bridge.
And the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. That was,
yeah, I think it was the Golden Gate. I'm pretty sure it ended in San Francisco. Oh, amazing cinema. I remember like being in the theater and I was like, wow, like these special effects are like actually like top
and
notch. Yeah,
the movie also gave us Beast for the first time.
Oh my god, yo, I totally forgot about Beast. He was actually like one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I forget who played him, but oh my god, so good. Yeah, Beast was awesome.
Angel, on the other hand, felt like a cop out.
Yeah, that was bad. I don't even know why they put him in the movie, to be honest. Didn't make sense. Yeah.
Also, we saw a lot of shifts happening in, I mean, we had a lot of death in that movie. Like Cyclops died, Professor X died, Jean Grey died, Raven died. Did Raven die? No, Raven became a human. Raven lost her powers.
Oh, snap. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, they really were like, this is the end of the storyline. So they didn't care, but the movies were so successful. So they're like, we'll just continue it.
Because right.
It took like another 3 years to come out with the next X-Men movie. And that was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Right. Which I liked a lot as a kid.
Really?
Loved it as a kid. Oh yeah. I mean, they had Agent Zero or Agent X.
I mean, I love the video game. The video game is still really good.
Oh, is it?
Oh yeah. It's like gory as heck. And it was like the great battle and like combat style. But the movie, I remember first time I saw it, do you remember there was a leak? Do you remember
this? No,
okay, so there was a leak at Fox, and the movie was released online with like unfinished visual effects. So you could see like the strings.
No. Yeah. No, sir.
And some of them were like previous 3D renders. Like it was hilarious.
No
and that's
way.
How I watched the movie the first time.
Damn. I was still so in my infancy of like movies, and like I didn't know about the leak or anything, but that's funny. See, I mean, I just felt like the special effects were great too, because just like the Amazing Spider-Man trilogy, all of it was pretty practical. Mm-hmm. There wasn't like a lot of just like, okay, you know, we're going to CGI this, we're going to do that. It was a lot of it was done like legitly.
Yeah.
Which I liked a lot about the movies.
How do you feel about Sabretooth in that movie? Because he was like recast and given a way bigger role.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was good. Yeah. I mean, the first X-Men movie, I did not like him at all.
Me neither.
Didn't like him at all.
They went with, I just didn't care for it.
Oh, it was terrible. And they like didn't know each other. And it was like Wolverine didn't know Sabretooth. I was like, this is weird. But it kind of made sense too. A case could be made, but. Yeah, just
this is where like everything started to go wrong with the timeline, I feel like.
Right. Yeah. We should get into that a little bit. like the time, like, because that's this. Just right. This is what ruins it.
It ruined it. We have Ryan Reynolds as a horrible version of Deadpool.
Oh, right.
That had like no mouth and laser eyes, and I don't know what the heck was going on. We had Gambit the first time in that movie as well.
Yep, I liked Gambit.
His sequence was really cool. I remember his sequence in the bar and everything.
Yeah, and then he like jumps up with the Black Eyed Peas guy and he does the Gambit like stick bomb thing. Yeah, that was fun. I really had a fun time watching it. But I also like loved Hugh Jackman. I was like, Wolverine's cool. You know, the movie did well with like special like explosions and all this other fun stuff.
It was a classic superhero movie.
Right, like the boxing scene with Blob and
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, actually, that movie started out super badass because, first of all, you had that the best intro scene to a comic book film ever, which is Wolverine going through the wars and that music. Oh,
and they even had like Wolverine Origins comic book pieces adapted beautifully. And they had like a young Logan having bone claws, you know.
Oh, right. Origin came out. Yeah. Holy snap. Yeah. Great story, too.
Yeah.
Origins, great. Good memory. But like, I'm glad I brought that up because that I remember being in the theater and watching Wolverine go through the wars, and it's just like, all right, he starts out with the Civil War, then he goes to like, you know, and it just goes through World War One, World War Two, and I was like, this is so badass, like this is awesome. I mean, and then there was X2, which I went into theaters and I was like, this is not good. I did not like. Not X2, Wolverine 2. Wolverine 2.
Oh, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine. Yeah.
Did you like that?
I did not, actually. I had to put them together, I would say I enjoyed Origins more, solely for the inclusion of like Silver Fox, because she was like one of my favorite characters in the movie. I thought her powers were so badass that she could like touch someone and, you know, mind control them essentially. Mm-hmm. I loved her character. And we also had like a really little sneak peek of Emma Frost in Origins, if you remember.
I don't remember that.
In the prison when they're trying to like break out the mutants, Emma Frost was there. She like goes her diamond form and blocks some bullets.
That's cool. Okay. I forget that.
Yeah. That was Emma Frost, but it basically was Emma Frost.
Right. Yeah, basically was. Yeah. I mean, I really, really liked that intro to that movie where they kind of all team up and do that mission to get the the adamantium. That was cool. Yeah, like they all use their that was really cool. I really enjoyed that sequence. True. That was good.
But I mean, before the Wolverine came out, we had the start of like a new trilogy, or God, I don't even know what to call it. You should call it a trilogy, but we had X-Men First Class.
Oh, we did. I think you liked it. I didn't like it.
It's hands down my favorite X-Men movie.
I was going to say, I thought you really liked it.
I love X-Men First Class. Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I think I was just so uninvested at that point because the Marvel Cinematic Universe had started.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, so we're still doing this.
Okay,
like, you know,
got you. I felt that way around Apocalypse with like the new
That even more
so. In First Class, I was still very much invested. I loved James McAvoy as Professor X and Michael Fassbender as Magneto.
Absolutely. Fassbender's
like,
amazing.
You know, Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique was still putting on a good performance back then. Before
she was on the show. I have no problem with her. So many people will give her shit. I have no problem.
She gave up like later on in the series. You could tell like she just was not.
Yeah, she did.
She felt like obligated to be there, and she was giving. Yeah. She was phoning it in.
Yeah, and she was getting bad lines too. Yeah. Like, you know, we should call it X Women. Like, you know, the women are saving the men. I was like, what is going on here? What is going on here? Oh my gosh.
The First Class movie gave us the Hellfire Club for the first time. We got Sebastian Shaw, we got Emma Frost, like properly. We got Azazel, was it called?
Oh yeah.
And we got a lot of like OG X-Men characters in the team. Mm-hmm. Like we got Havoc. We had Banshee.
Banshee's scenes were kind of cool.
Really cool. They were cool. Beast be there from the start. We got to see him transforming and becoming like, you know, his version of Beast. I thought it was a really good movie. And we got Moira MacTaggert, which looking back now, like knowing what's been going on in the comics, is so funny.
No. Yeah, that was good.
I wonder which life she was on in that movie.
Yeah, really. I know. What life was this? I forget what year did that come out? Do you have that handy?
2011.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been 11 years.
Wow. I was in like sixth grade, maybe.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. I was in No, 2011. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it was middle school, but like, yeah, wow, that's crazy. 2011, damn. Fassbender, have to go back to that real quick though. He's just so good.
So good.
He was honestly the best part of when we get there. Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse. His little arc thing was just,
I remember enjoying that, and I also enjoyed like the few fighting sequences that Psylocke got.
Yeah, she wasn't in it enough though. I mean, enough. Olivia Munn was just enough. She didn't do anything in that movie, but yeah, anyway, let's stay on track. Yes,
you know, I want you to go back and rewatch X-Men First Class, and like
I'll do that for you
a lot more if you were to rewatch it now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Next time we'll talk about it on the podcast. Current
comic book knowledge that we have, I think it'll be a really fun experience. I think I might watch it tonight, actually.
Honestly, I miss it. I was going to say, at that point, I didn't have like the most knowledge.
Me neither. Like, me neither. That's why I'm like, I really should do a rewatch.
Yeah, I should too. The special effects were good too. Yeah, I remember the acting being passable.
Sebastian Shaw's powers looked so cool. In the comics, they always felt like a little bit meh. Like, oh, he just absorbs any kind of energy. But kinda they like Bishop, really badass in the movie where he was like, his hands would be like all over the place, just absorbing the energy. I love that.
Cool. All right. I'll give it a watch for you. Yeah. I'll report back.
Okay. And after that, in 2013, The Wolverine came out. And I remember I was in Dubai when I saw this. It was in the cinema.
No way. That's so cool.
And I remember my mom fell asleep right next to me, and she woke up at like the very end of the movie, and she was like, "How was it?" And I was like, "Eh."
You didn't really? That's so funny. My dad is notorious for falling asleep in movies.
My mom used to fall asleep in every single movie I take her to.
Really? Yes. Oh God, that's terrible. Yeah, I just didn't like it. I just didn't like it. And then at the end, we like got the suit, but like, well, you know, we never saw. I was like,
never saw the suit. No.
Biggest sin.
I feel like, you know, if for fans of Wolverine and the Wolverine comics, it was very good for them. Like, they had Yuriko, and they had, like, you know.
Right, they had Yuriko.
Yeah, yes. They had Yuriko, they had Mariko, they had, like, you know, Logan being in Japan and, like, fighting.
I liked that. I am, like, little known fact. I don't even know if you know this. I like, love Chinese and Japanese art and culture. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was in China, like, that was, like, the one thing that always fascinated me was, like, the music, the art, the architecture.
Yeah,
all that, like, I love that stuff. So that movie to me was like, okay, cool, like, we, you know, he's like looking at the tower, and then, you know, the ninjas are coming. I was like, this is, yeah, that's kind of cool. But other than that, I'm due for a rewatch of that. Will I get around to it? Probably not anytime soon. No.
And we had a very weird version of Silver Samurai in that movie, if you remember.
Oh, like, I'm trying to remember.
With like really giant.
Right. Oh, so weird. Right. I remember that. Man. Wow. Yeah.
It was the villain, basically, like the main.
Yeah,
villain.
It was. That was yes. Yeah. But it really was. That was the last act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I really like. I was watching and I was like, this just looks really bad. Like.
Yeah, it did. It. The CGI was terrible for it. Right? Yeah.
Even at that age. I mean, Hugh Jackman looked his best in that movie, but the CGI was.
Give
really
me a year
bad.
On that. Give me a year on that.
2013.
2013.
Yeah. But next year is when things really start to come together with Days of Future Past.
Right. And we got Bryan Singer back.
Yes, unfortunately.
It was, yeah, unfortunately. I remember the hype around this movie was actually pretty substantial.
Oh,
you don't
yes.
remember that?
I went to see it and I was blown away. I mean, you had the two worlds converging, like the new cast and the OG.
Right.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, Wolverine was excellent in that too. Hugh Jackman, excellent.
I wish they adapted the storyline properly and actually given the spotlight to Kitty Pryde and had Kitty Pryde, go back in time instead of Wolverine. But I will say, the Rogue cut of that movie is far superior than the theatrical cut.
Really?
Have you ever seen the Rogue cuts?
No.
It's like adds a whole 30-minute subplot with Rogue. Where she's like imprisoned, and Magneto and Professor X go rescue her from prison, and then she comes back and takes over for Kitty Pryde because her powers are like, she's getting exhausted, so she just like absorbs her powers and uses it on Wolverine to continue
the journey. Very
and
cool.
I thought that was a very good like addition to the movie. I don't know why they cut it from the theatrical cut, but it's a good 35 minutes, I think.
Yeah, no, that's actually cool. I'll have to check that. I mean, I'm sure it's on somewhere. Yeah, I'll look that up. I mean, also we got the Quicksilver scene, which was
oh my god,
excellent.
Yes. Oh, that was so good. That
excellent.
I will say that Quicksilver scene probably is like up to the till now. If they ever do a Quicksilver again, and like if they bring him somehow, it's going to be inspired by that scene.
I would hope so, because yeah, that scene, that was the longest scene for them to film too. That thing took forever to film. Oof. Forever. Same with the next one when we cover that. But anyway, I really enjoyed that scene. That whole thing, the prison break, was awesome. Yeah. Fun movie.
But we also got our first look at like the Sentinels, which were very futuristic for the time era that they were supposed to be in. But yeah, we had like Peter Dinklage as Trask, which was very, very interesting casting choice, in my opinion. Yeah,
very interesting. He was like a nobody low key then too. Mm-hmm. He was just, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought he did a great job. And as usual, like, you know, I think Days of Future Past is definitely up there in some of the best X-Men movies out there. It has its issues.
I would agree.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the future X-Men team, like Blink and Bishop.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, man. I remember leaving the theater. Sunspot, my bad. Yeah, yeah. Not Sunfire, Sunspot. I remember leaving Warpath, the theater and thinking like, that.
Was yeah, Warpath. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The Blink scenes were cool too, especially when they went slow-mo with some of those.
Right? I was like, oh, this teleportation. Yeah, I feel like Blink is such a good character to be in the X-Men that she's always like gotten the short end of the stick. Like,
always.
Even I feel like because they know that with a teleporter it would just like cut through a lot of scenes that need to be filler, like chatting on the X-Jet or being chased by missiles, like they can't have that. But like if they have a teleporter, just be like, okay, blink us there,
right? Blink. Yeah,
immediately.
Yeah.
So I understand why they would avoid to have a teleporter on the team, but still I love Blink as a character.
No, I agree. Yeah, I thought it was fun. Like even Bishop, like with his like shotgun, he started out using that. I was like, this is what I want. Yeah, good movie. I mean, good movie for what it was.
Definitely. Next up came the single biggest X-Men movie of the past decade, Deadpool.
I would agree.
It was a theatrical, critical, you know,
everything.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's still the top grossing R-rated movie of all time.
I think Deadpool 2 beat it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And honestly, for the budget that it had, and like, if you watch it again, like the CGI was not that good, but it was such
a movie. No, it wasn't. I mean, first of all, let's look at the facts, okay? No budget. The CGI was not good. Yeah. Second of all, they released it in February, the month movies go to die.
Basically.
Right. It just didn't.
They released it near like Valentine's Day, actually. I remember because they tried to advertise it as a romantic comedy. Yeah.
Good memory. Good memory. Damn. Yeah. What can you quote me a year on that? What was that?
2016.
I was graduating high school. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Crazy. Yep.
Crazy. But I mean, I love the movie. I loved Colossus in that movie. I thought it was very funny.
Totally.
I love Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
I knew you were going to say that. Me too. I didn't have a problem with anything. Like the love theme to it. Mm-hmm. The Deadpool I thought was good. Again, though, I will admit, I went into the theater like, okay, we still doing this. MCU's in full blown, you know. I went in a little bit like
around
that.
Deadpool, I was still aboard the X-Men train. They had still not yet like let me down severely. I think Apocalypse was like the final nail in the coffin for me with X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah,
Apocalypse.
And then Deadpool 2, and I wasn't even a fan. And then, like, I'm not even going to get started on. I think Logan was the best, like, the last good X-Men movie for me.
Yeah, good movie. Good movie. Yeah, let's keep going, though. Yeah, Deadpool was good. I don't have anything really to add. It was just good. It was just a good movie. Yeah.
And in the same year, we got X-Men Apocalypse.
Right. Now, before we even get into that, I want to say, remember we got the end credits scene in the last X-Men movie where Apocalypse is, you know, being praised by everyone in Egypt.
And
he's like creating.
Yeah.
And he's like looking pretty Omega level. And then we got this version. And I was like, this is not.
And it was Oscar Isaac. It was Moon Knight.
Right. He was done dirty in that. I mean, first of all, he looked like a fool. Like the costume design was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, that was the first thing. The second thing was just like, he didn't feel like Apocalypse. And I don't know.
And we got the new X-Men team, which I personally did not care for at all. Like, what's her name?
Right.
The actress from Game of Thrones as Jean Grey, Sophie Turner.
Oh, yeah. Sophie Turner. Yeah.
I thought she was horrible in that movie.
Okay. Yeah.
We got like a young Cyclops, young Nightcrawler, young Angel that was also butchered really badly.
Butchered horribly. Right?
Like horribly. They changed so many things that made
just no horrible.
Sense. No sense.
Horrible.
I think young Storm was really good though. I liked Alexandra Shipp as Storm.
And what, her six lines? She got nothing.
I know.
She got nothing. She got nothing. And then she was like, remember, she was kind of like tweeting, like, I remember she tweeted when the Fox merger thing was happening a few years later. She was like, y'all acting like we're getting recasted, like laughing emojis. And everyone was like, you are getting recasted.
Well,
like,
apparently I don't, you never know now.
You never know now, huh? I mean, I know.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Power of X-Men post some pictures of Sophie Turner on the set of Doctor Strange. If I'm not mistaken,
Sophie Turner, you're correct. I think there's going to be a fight scene between her and Scarlet Witch, is like the rumor.
So, that that's going to happen. I mean, I guess they're not getting recast then.
We'll see. Be crazy, wouldn't it? Yeah. Be crazy.
I will say though, that movie gave us, you know, Psylocke, and she also had like six lines, but
she was going to say she got nothing really.
But she was badass. Like her costume was cool. Her powers looked cool. The hair looked cool. I liked her sequences. And that's about it.
If I was to add one thing, it would just be really quick that I really like the Magneto arc.
Yeah.
You know, he's just there working. Things, his family dies. They got that all on screen. Thought that was excellent.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. I think that's about all the good things I have to say about this movie.
I don't think there was anything else besides that. I mean, there was the end credit scene, which was like,
The colored costumes for the first time.
Oh, it was the colored costumes. That's right.
That we never even got.
yeah. You're X-Men now, right? Oh no, that was in Days of Future Past. No, that was in First Class. God. Holy crap! Oh my god, I'm everywhere right now. Yes.
Okay. After that, we got Logan, which is hailed as like the X-Men film for being.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with that. Yeah? I'm fully on board. That is a great, dark, sad, brooding movie with just disgust and everything. It was just a great emotional movie.
Loved X-23 in that movie. I thought she was a scene stealer.
Haven't seen her, huh? Whatever her name is. I know she's Cuban or Spanish.
She did the HBO series for His Dark Materials, the Polar Express adaptation. Yeah.
No way.
Apparently it's really good. It got renewed for a second season, but I didn't watch it really. I'm not into like that franchise. But yeah, she's just still working. She's still good.
Good to see.
I would love to have
good
her to back see. In the MCU, to be honest, if they're gonna do an
X-Men. Me too. Millie Bobby Brown was supposed to, it was between her and Millie.
Really? Crazy.
You didn't know that? Crazy, right?
I am glad that it went to her then.
Me too. I'm all for like giving the kind of like, you know, low actor, you know, a kind of no, like feel like chance this to.
Was Stranger Things a thing back then? I think only season
I one was say,
out.
I was going to say, I really want to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. No, it definitely was. Well, it definitely was because, yeah, Stranger Things came out when I was a freshman in college. And I know Logan came out when I was in college. Stranger Things was a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It still is.
Yeah, it was. Still is. Season 4. They're breaking it up into two parts. You see that? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you like that show? I was actually thinking of you the other day when I saw that.
I mean, I like it. I don't mind it. I just feel like it needs to get going, you know? Like,
okay.
It's so slow.
I mean, this is it though. This is it.
No, there's a season.
Yeah, but it's May and then July.
No.
And then that's
No. Season 4 is split into two volumes, but there's another fifth season. Like,
oh
yeah, so it's probably not gonna be over to like they're freaking like young adults. The cast is like all old.
Really? Is that the last season? Are they quoting that, or is it just like
this? Yeah, they said season 5 will be the last season, and they split season 4 into two parts, but it's still only
gotcha. Yeah. Fun fact too, actually, since we're talking about that, you know what's the dude's name with the hair, plays like the baseball bat kid? Come on. No,
baseball
Stranger
bat.
Things. Well, yeah, he's got like the hair, but like he's kind of like a jerk, but like then he turns good and he's kind of like a jock.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't remember his name, but I know who you're referring to.
Okay. His two twin sisters went to my college. They graduated with me because he's from Rhode Island or Mass. I think he's from Mass, actually.
Okay.
And it was just really funny. It was just funny.
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't, but I know tons of people who have. No, I mean, I didn't get her graduation because of COVID.
Oh,
actually.
Right. Oh,
because I was 2020. Right. Yeah. Otherwise, right. Otherwise, he probably would have been there. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Just a little fun fact. Yeah.
Yeah. So in Logan, Professor Xavier died. So
right.
Who the F is this person in the Doctor Strange trailer?
Okay. Let's chat about this for a little bit. It's really hard to put this together, but I firmly believe Kevin Feige is going to call him canonically. I don't think he's going to be Varian. I think he's going to be like the real.
But we saw him die, I think, multiple times at this point. Like, we've seen him die in Days of Future Past. We've seen him die in The Last Stand, in X-Men 3, The Last Stand. And we saw him die again. And like, is Marvel really going to go and start messing up their timeline because of the X-Men now? They could easily just say it's a variant.
Easily. And they probably should.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I would love it if they were like, no, this is the Professor X you've seen on screen for so many years. I would love that.
Okay, so we know Sophie Turner is also like allegedly in the movie. Do you think it's going to be a continuation of her character from like X-Men Dark Phoenix? Did she die in that? I don't even remember if she died in that.
To be honest, I didn't even see Dark Phoenix. So I have no clue. Really? Nope, didn't even see it.
I saw it in theaters. I was like, I'll give you a chance.
Yeah. Didn't you leave midway?
No, I fell asleep.
Okay. Didn't you leave Venom too? No, you laughed the whole time.
No, I stayed the whole time. That was hilarious.
Yeah. God, bad movie. Bad movies. Yeah, didn't even see it, so I cannot make any sort of comment on it. All I can say is that I remember that they were confirmed to go over to Disney. The movie got delayed a few times. People were like, why the hell are you releasing it?
Do you remember the time where they were promising a Fox universe for Marvel and they had that cast photo shoot with the Fantastic Four, Fantastic cast? Have you seen that photo shoot?
MCU
had a 10-year anniversary photo shoot. They did one for the Fox universe and it was so
And funny. Channing Tatum was there because he was going to be Gambit. Yeah. He's still crushed over that.
Did you see
his bad for him. Yeah. He was crushed like, about not playing about Gambit. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that was just very weird.
Yeah.
Thank God it all didn't work out, I guess. But
I mean, hey, I think Channing Tatum would be a good Gambit if he just, you know.
I have no problem with Channing. I grew up with him, like, from the, you know, those comedy 21 Jump Street movies. I always liked the guy.
I remember, way before that. I remember from, like, She's the Man, which is like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really
old rom-com.
Yeah, he's not like in a ton of stuff. He's actually in a movie right now that's in theaters about a
dog. Yeah.
A dog. Yeah, I think it's called Dog.
I read a review that said it's like so funny even when it doesn't mean to be. Which I don't know if that's a compliment or a critique.
Oh God, are you kidding? Jeez. Oh man.
Okay. Up next, we had the controversial Deadpool 2.
I enjoyed it for what it was, but I was even more progressively frustrated. I was like, put this in the MCU, please. Just enough of this.
Well, I mean, according to Ryan Reynolds and like Kevin Feige, they are continuing with Deadpool 3, so he's canon in the MCU.
Oh, that's completely accurate. And yes. I mean,
if those two movies are part of the MCU technically.
100%. And
so when you do your next rewatch, you should probably add Deadpool to that.
100%. No. I know I should. See, look at this is what happens. All these movies get on my plate, and I'm just like, oh God. But if you look, I'm not kidding. If you look on the poster for Doctor Multiverse of Madness,
no, I don't see it.
You don't? I do.
I don't see it. And Ryan Reynolds has come out and said, no, I'm not in the movie. I promise. And he's not the kind of person who would, like, you know, if he was in it, he would be like, oh, yep, you caught me, busted, you know, but I don't see it.
I wouldn't say that. Phase four is like the phase of people just denying that they're in stuff. And you know who? Patrick Stewart's being really funny about it.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I was like, he's a popular voice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, come on. Okay. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
we'll see.
But, overall, I didn't see that. I did see Deadpool 2. Yeah.
How did you feel about Zazie Beetz as Domino?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, I think Domino's powers are some of the most cinematic that you could probably get.
And they made a joke about her powers not being cinematic enough.
Yeah, that's right.
So badass.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Zazie Beetz. I think she's cool. I just liked the movie for what it was. Same with like Deadpool 1. I went into Deadpool 2 with the most assurance that it was going to be good out of pretty much any Marvel movie. Like, I was like, okay, I know what I'm getting into. I know exactly what this movie is going to be. I know exactly what, you know, the vibe is here. And it just delivered with no surprises. And it just was what it was. And that's fine. Yeah, you were.
I thought the first one was way better. And like, yeah. I was sitting there in the theater. Everyone was laughing at every tiny joke. And I was like, I don't.
Yeah. You and I must be weird because I go to the movies and it's the same thing. Like I won't laugh, like, you know, and I'm just like, everyone else is laughing. And I'm like, what, like, am I just too into this? I don't know. Probably what it is. Honestly, I don't know.
I will say I did not like Cable at all. Josh Brolin's Cable. I felt like he was too flat. Really? Did not like his character at all. He looked the part. He looked the part, but
yeah,
I just didn't really care for him. Other than that, nothing really like memorable in that movie happened. I mean,
nothing.
There was that nothing. Australian kid with the fire powers.
Oh yeah, he's from New Zealand. I like him a lot.
New Zealand, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's yeah, I like him a lot. You know, I'll say it again. I don't know if I've said it on here, but just my quick little spiel on how Deadpool's coming into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so obvious. I mean, we saw him jumping around the time stream at the end with Cable's time travel device. The TVA is going to be all over that.
Ooh, maybe.
But, I mean,
why is the TVA not involved in Cable time traveling?
because Cable, right? Because he, well.
I mean, they did allow the Avengers to time travel because they said it was like part of the sacred timeline.
That was the part in Loki that got me. And I was like,
yeah,
that was probably the one thing. And I was like, okay, all right, yeah, we'll go with it. But
up next, we had Dark Phoenix. You have not
again,
seen.
Can't even make any comments.
I will say this. I did like that it took inspiration from the new X-Men and they did the suits with the yellow emblems and like the giant yellow X. Have you seen those?
Oh, movies? Yeah. No. Yep.
That's the only good thing I can say about this movie. Other than that,
I mean,
atrocious.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was really bad.
I heard Sophie Turner's acting was okay. No.
That was God. Like another one.
Oh, no. Jeez. Should I see it or nah?
No, I mean, you know, there are those movies that are so bad that they end up being good.
Oh, no.
This is not one of them.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Wow.
I'm looking at the Google page right now. It stands at 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, 5.7 on IMDb, and 43% on Metacritic.
Like, and you know what? All those percentages come from Hans Zimmer's score, probably. Probably, right? Am I lying? Probably not. And then he was done. He was like, I'm retiring from superhero movies after this. So thanks, Dark Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would see it if someone was like, oh yeah, all this mattered to Multiverse of Madness after I saw Doctor Strange.
Oh my God.
Then I would go back and
I'd be so bummed. I would be so bummed if they ended up canonizing it. I would be like, oh, I don't want to rewatch this.
Anything's
again.
Possible. I know, right? Anything's possible. I remember they did the red carpet for that and it was just a joke. It was such a joke. I was like, why am I watching this? This is just, yeah.
I recall a really interesting scene is that they had like a bunch of mutants on the run and then they had Dazzler performing in the woods for them, which I was like, oh my God, Dazzler. That's it. That's like the one moment that I got from that movie. That little surge of serotonin seeing Dazzler on screen faded away really quickly.
Yeah. Damn, that's too bad. Was there an end credits or anything for that? Or did it just end?
I don't even think I stayed for the end credits.
Okay.
Yeah. But lastly, the much delayed was the last entry in the X-Men universe, The New Mutants.
Didn't see it either.
You haven't?
And I was on set of that movie.
Really?
Yeah. My family, my aunt and uncle, they own tons of properties in Boston.
Okay.
And one of the showrunners for the show was this young girl, probably like not much older than us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working on the movie and my aunt and uncle like, okay, you're only signing at least for a year. Like, what's up with that? And she was like, oh, I'm going back to California after this. I'm just here for a movie. Found out it was a Marvel movie. They obviously know, like, I love Marvel.
They
set it up and I went And it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Yeah. It was like 20 minutes from my house. Yeah.
I feel like the movie had so much wasted potential. Like, they had a gold mine with their cast.
I agree.
Like, Macy Williams, Anya Taylor-Joy before she blew up with the
Queen before Gambit, she blew
was
up
in that movie. They had Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things. Like, they had a solid lineup.
That was post cocaine thing with him.
Post cocaine thing. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like if that movie did well, they could have easily made a trilogy.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have. I mean,
but it was really bad.
I mean, plus it was just, we will maybe never see a movie so delayed in our lifetime, like a Marvel movie. That movie was disgustingly delayed. I remember
there's a movie that got delayed more times than this. I think Morbius got delayed more times than this.
Oh, okay. Morbius. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this one kept getting delayed by a year. Morbius keeps getting pushed back by 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, 2 months. That's why.
I can't talk about the Morbius movie without bringing up the meme. I put up a meme on the account the other day on our story, and it's like, yeah, you saw that. It's like, where's the Morbius marketing team? And it's like Norman Osborn walking in. He's like, how interesting. There's nobody here. It's just too funny. Anyway,
a Super Bowl spot for Morbius, I think.
I didn't even watch the Super Bowl this year, so I don't know. But
okay. I think they're trying. Like, there's definitely some attempts.
I'm still
in theaters.
You're still not? Is that what you said?
I'm still
seeing Morbius. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I have chosen to go see it in theaters.
I think that's a good idea. No, I think you should. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I like Jared Leto a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're like, I don't know.
I don't like Jared Leto, no.
Oh, you don't? Okay, yeah, no.
But I mean, the only reason I'm interested is because, like, I watched the trailer and those scenes where he was, like, teleporting and, like, moving super fast and the purple powers looked really cool.
That did look cool.
The CGI isn't as bad as Venom.
Honestly, I'm going to give you that. Very, very convincing trailer for Morbius.
Yes.
Very, very convincing trailer. I remember being in the theater, for Spider-Man, and I saw it, and I was like, that was actually a good trailer.
Same.
I was like, that kind of makes me want to see it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But New Mutants was bad.
Saw bits and pieces of it. Yeah,
it wasn't as bad as Dark Phoenix, I will say. I enjoyed some moments, but the dialogue was horribly written. It was I feel like we need the original cut. Like, I don't know who directed it, because I know it was changed a lot of times. So if they did ever like a Snyder cut for New Mutants, I think maybe it could be salvageable and like something good came out of it.
Yeah,
but that's never gonna happen. And unfortunately, I feel like, I hope that's not the last we see of this cast, because Anya Taylor-Joy as Magic is perfect casting.
Perfect.
She needs to be back someday in the MCU.
Yeah.
And I just hope they didn't like get a bad vibe from Marvel, just like don't want to do another movie.
See, I get this thing like you where I just think eventually everyone's going to be in the MCU. Like, I look at Millie Bobby Brown and she's like, I look at Keanu Reeves and he's like, yeah. And I look at all these actors and like no one says no except for Matthew McConaughey, who said no. Other than that,
who's going to say no to a big ass fat check?
I was going to say these people get bags. Like, that's like, they got Christian Bale. Like, Taika Waititi talked to Christian Bale, locked him in, gave him a bag and said, we'll see you. And
we'll see you on set.
I mean, Christian Bale is like pretty much, I mean, one of the best actors ever, in my opinion.
Yes.
Ever.
And he was the Batman, and he's coming in to play a one-time villain who's probably going to get butchered.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Fighter?
No.
That movie he was in? It takes place in Boston. It's kind of like a famous movie around here because of that. It's with Mark Wahlberg. It's with him. And he makes the movie. I know you do. I know. Yeah. But don't watch it for him. Watch it for, I was going to say Ben Affleck. Watch it for Christian Bale's acting, because it's pretty good. But anyway.
Circling back, and that was a perfect segue. For Love and Thunder, a lot of things have been leaking about toy figurines and their costumes. And we basically got a confirmation that Jane Foster will be using the broken Mjolnir.
Right. And where is that right now? It's just still on the valley.
It's just shattered. Yeah.
But okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got a confirmation that Thor is basically wearing an Icarus knockoff costume.
Yeah. You sent me that. You DM'd me that. And I was like, oh, it does look good. But those figurines. But all right, I will say this though: those figurines never really have really good costumes.
No. Like, sometimes I mean, they're the concept wrong. Art aside, like on the side of the figurines,
on the side,
it still looks like Icarus's costume.
I a little disagree.
I mean, it's more Icarus in the comics than Icarus in the movie because of the big yellow circles, but it's still Icarus.
Right. Yeah. I think overall the suit does look cool. I'm not too mad about it, but yeah, I do see it. I mean, Jane looks great though too.
Jane looks amazing.
Natalie Portman, just give her a they don't do contracts anymore. I keep wanting to say that, but just like sign her on for some movies.
Yeah, I'm get surprised that they're not going with a black lip for Jane Foster's character, because like Mighty Thor was like really iconic for her like dark lips. She always had like a black lipstick on whenever she was in costume.
Really?
Yeah. And
I forget
like,
that
every single time, like, her lips were always dark. Her lips, like, she had like black lipstick on all the time.
Really? That's a good observation. I missed that.
And it's shocking that they didn't go for it. I'm looking at some different pictures now of like the figurines and the concept art, and I'm guessing like it still gives me heavy Icarus vibes, but I see like good enough difference, I guess. I don't know. We'll see how it looks like in action.
Right. And we got our first look at Gore with that Lego set.
I didn't see that.
It's the Lego set, and he's kind of like turned. It's not, you can see the Necro sword in full blast.
Ooh.
That's there 100%. Okay. Yeah. And he's like coming at Thor, and Thor's coming at him. People aren't talking enough about it, which is great because there's no leaks. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, I don't see any leaks for this movie. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But we know the movie's been done filming. Chris Hemsworth is home with his kids. He's not in Australia anymore. He's not traveling. It's pretty much done in post. It's just the matter of releasing it this summer. July?
Looking at like the leaks of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, really makes you think like, why are there so many leaks around this movie but not that one?
Makes you think.
Well, I'm still excited. It's still like probably like. I can't wait for it to come out. I love Jane Foster.
No, me too.
I love Taika Waititi. And
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he did a beautiful job with the first movie. So
he did.
You know, I feel like if anybody deserves to have a fourth movie in the MCU, it's definitely Thor.
100% agree. Even a fifth, you can keep him around for as long as you want. I have no problem with Thor being Anyway,
veered off enough. Back to
Back to action. Final thoughts.
If they were to bring anything from the Fox-Men universe into the MCU, what would it be for you?
Okay. This is a good way to leave off the episode. If they were to bring in... can't say Hugh Jackman's Wolverine because that's just done. Mm-hmm. Ian McKellen can't really say. He's just too old now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stewart, he's done his time. I wouldn't bring him. These are all people that I really want to say yes to, but I'm just not, just for reasons that just don't make sense. What I would really have to say is just bring in Storm, maybe. I liked her, young Storm. Give her more lines.
Yeah.
I thought she really took the role seriously. All her social media, she was very dedicated to it.
I remember.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not even a big ask. For me, yeah. I mean, honestly, they can do what they want. If I was to like ask for one thing, and that's like nothing. So I don't know. What about you?
I mean, I think I have two answers. I think you're gonna find both of them funny. In Dark Phoenix. Oh no, not in Dark Phoenix. In Apocalypse, if I recall correctly, they cast Lana Candor as Jubilee, and she was in like one scene in the mall.
I remember that.
And that was before Lana Candor really blew up with like Netflix. She has like a trilogy of movies, and she was in Deadly Class, and she's like a big actress now. So if anything, I would love to have her back as Jubilee.
Okay.
And another thing, cool. I would love them to basically like one-to-one replicate the original school from the first trilogy because it looked amazing.
Oh, that's a good one.
School looked like the comics, like straight out of the comics.
Yeah.
The underground tunnel. The playgrounds, everything looked amazing.
I just wonder how they're going to do this. I think Multiverse of Madness is going to give us like at least a hot lead instead of it. Maybe it might give us an answer on what's going to happen. I think it'll give us a super hot lead on what to expect. But overall,
I feel like that's a big ask.
Yeah, you think?
Like, we're asking too much of this movie to give us a hot lead on everything. Like, it's got so much weight on its shoulder as of, like, right now. I think the X-Men 97 animated series might actually have something for us.
I think you might be right. I saw that, and that checks out. You called that, but you were the first person to really honestly call that before anyone else, too. I'll give you credit for that. Yeah. Side note, too. I really want to see Reed Richards from, like, the 2003 movie as part of the Cabal, or not the Cabal, excuse me, the Illuminati. Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to see Don Krasinski.
I want him as, like, the legit Fantastic
Four. I mean, there's no reason why the variant can't look like the same version of the MCU.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And
the guy's been campaigning for the role forever. Just, like, give it to him already.
I know. Give it to him. Like, I wouldn't want him as
even though Emily Blunt said that she hates superhero movies, that she doesn't even watch them. But I feel like he could convince his wife to, like, be Susan Storm with him.
That, too. And I just keep saying, like, if we got Christian Bale, we can get anybody. Like,
we got Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah. And, like, yeah.
Small roles.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. But overall, I am a fan of the Fox universe. I don't wish any bad on it. You know, it was a staple to my childhood and fandom, you know. Thanks. So with all that being said,
for getting me into comics. So
yeah, I know. Me too. 100%. I think it came out the first one. Yeah, the first one came out before Spider-Man did.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah.
22 years.
22 years, 22 years, and hopefully many, many more, and hopefully many, many more years of you listening to us on Geekable. We really appreciate you guys tuning in.
That's a great
to this sponsor. Episode. No, it's always fun talking about stuff that, you know, really got into where we are today on the show, for example, you know, and the X-Men universe really was that. So if you are new here to Geekable, thank you for giving us some of your time. We hope to see you next time for some awesome guests we have lined up, some more chat points that we hope to go over, comic news, all that good stuff, because stuff's going to start popping off next month.
Oh my god,
you know, finally. It's
we're gonna have crazy. Moon Knight back.
Yep, we're gonna Moon Knight, we're gonna have more stuff, it's gonna be awesome. And if you are a longtime listener, thank you again for joining us. We greatly appreciate your time as always. For all of you listening, if you could please go follow us on Instagram, where you can chat with us about comic book news, comic books, movies, MCU stuff, all that fun stuff. Please go ahead, shoot us a follow and converse with us. We love hearing all your thoughts. And yeah, everyone, thank you so much. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will be back next week with another awesome episode. So thank you all and have a great, great day.